Today on Press TV, Iran's interior ministry announces the names of 8 presidential candidates following the vetting process. Said Jalili, Ghulam Ali Haddad-Adel, Mohsen Rezai, Hassan Rouhani, Mohammad Reza Arif, Mohammad Gharazi, Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf and Ali Akbar Velayati are the candidates who will be vying for president during the June 14th election. The Syrian military has killed several Foreign Bank militants and seized weapons and explosives during the ongoing fighting in the suburbs of the city of Homs. This as the army continues to advance throughout the strategic city of Qusair. Reports say a top commander of the terrorist group al-Nusra Front has been killed there. In Iraq, at least 40 people are killed in another day of deadly bombings and shootings across the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has ordered a shake-up of senior security officers following the recent wave of attacks, which has claimed over 400 lives over the past month. Rescue workers in the U.S. state of Oklahoma are combing through the rubble of the gigantic tornado, searching for survivors. The storm has killed dozens of people and flattened entire neighborhoods. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged federal government support for the state. The CEO of computer giant Apple appears before a U.S. Senate panel over claims of huge tax evasion. A Senate report found that Apple was holding the bulk of its earnings overseas. It also said the company's Irish subsidiary has avoided over $10 billion in taxes in 2011. A court in Ukraine adjourns the hearing in the second trial of former Premier Yulia Tymoshenko until June. This after she failed to appear in court due to poor health. She was scheduled to be tried on charges of tax evasion and embezzlement. She's already serving a 7-year sentence for abuse of office charges. Police in Thailand have seized 4.5 million meth pills inside an apartment in the capital Bangkok. They also arrested 3 suspects during the bust, which is one of the largest drug hauls in the country. The seized drugs are estimated to be worth $50 million. And the number of suicides has risen sharply in Greece. Official reports show that 477 people took their own lives in 2011, an increase of 26% from the previous year. The high rise is blamed on the debt crisis and high unemployment. Those latest here on Press TV.